to Asia now. Forget threats of nukes and legions of North Korean soldiers poised to flood across the border into South Korea. The specter of an altogether different kind of attack is putting real fear into the minds of the people of South Korea today. A cyber attack of unknown origin, possibly from North Korea, took down the computer networks of three South Korean broadcasters and three banks. Two television stations, KBS and MBC, reported frozen computers, but were able to broadcast normally. The BBC's Lucy Williamson joins us from Seoul. Lucy, welcome.
Hello there.
So what exactly happened this morning, and how would the average South Korean citizen have noticed what seems to have been some pretty significant internet mischief?
Well, it certainly seems to have been a dramatic attack in terms of its scope. We believe that three of the country's major broadcasting networks were affected. Newsrooms at these three major television stations were pretty much shut down. Staff were saying their computers simultaneously crashed and remained offline, would not reboot. They couldn't get them back on the system. Banks were also saying similar things. The strange thing was that this didn't affect the broadcasts themselves. So each of those television stations were reporting minute-by-minute updates, really, from their own newsrooms, describing what had happened.
Which may, of course, have been intentional, a way of getting the message out, although it's also the case that broadcast technology is old-school 20th-century technology, as you and I know very, very well, Lucy. Let's speak for a moment about sourcing this attack. Do we know where it came from?
We don't. We've been speaking to some of the officials who are close to the investigation, and they're saying that the working assumption at the moment is that it was a hacking attempt. They're talking about malicious code, a kind of computer virus. They don't know any more than that at the moment. They certainly don't know where it might have originated. But they do say that it doesn't appear to have been a denial of service attack, which is the kind of attack that South Korea has been victim to in the past. And so they're really working on the basis that this might be something different. And it'll take many weeks, I think, before we'll actually know for sure whether it came from inside South Korea or from outside.
Denial of service, of course, is a nuisance, but taking control of computers or shutting down networks can have a much more devastating consequence to depositors, to electrical grids, to transportation systems, that sort of thing. Is there any sense that North Korea has a capability like this?
That's right. I mean, this particular attack seems to have been dealt with fairly quickly, at least in a couple of cases, with the one bank and one broadcaster saying they were back online within several hours. But you're right. This sort of attack, if indeed the investigations are right in this early stage, could conceivably cause a great deal more damage. And certainly there's been a lot of speculation pointing towards North Korea. Of course, we don't know for sure whether North Korea was behind this attack at the moment, but certainly it's believed to have been behind several attacks here in the past, and there is a high level of tension on the peninsula at the moment, so many people are indeed pointing towards North Korea. And one thing we've been hearing from intelligence experts here is that despite North Korea's relatively limited internet presence, it does have a much more sophisticated cyber capability for this kind of thing than many people might suppose. So certainly the intelligence officials and analysts that we've been speaking to do take North Korea very seriously when it comes to cyber attacks.
Any sense here that commentators view this as a warning attack in that while the media may have been targeted today, that other networks with far more devastating consequences are equally vulnerable?
I think that's certainly the fear for a lot of South Koreans. Ever since the North Korea's third nuclear test and the UN sanctions that followed that, there have been real tensions here on the peninsula, a real war of words and plenty of threats. Fiery rhetoric coming out of Pyongyang. So I think there's already a sense of vulnerability, a sense of anxiety here in South Korea. And feeling targeted in this kind of way, I think, certainly raises those vulnerabilities and those fears for many South Koreans.
The BBC's Lucy Williamson reporting from Seoul, South Korea. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.